here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of May, 2012. It is Mother's Day. It's the birthday of the satirist Stephen Colbert, born in Washington, D.C., 1964, turning 48, host of the show The Colbert Report on Comedy Central. Grew up in South Carolina, the youngest of 11 kids, and tried to lose his South Carolina accent by imitating news anchors. It's the birthday of the woman the London Times called the leading Scottish poet of her generation, Kathleen Jamie, born in Renfrewshire, Scotland, 1962. First book of poems came out when she was still in college studying philosophy, entitled Black Spiders. It's the birthday of Arthur Sullivan of Gilbert and Sullivan, born London, 1842, wrote the music for their 14 comic operas, HMS Pinafore, The Pirates of Penzance, The Mikado. It's the birthday of the author of the Tales of the City series, Armistead Maupin, born Armistead Jones in Washington, D.C., 1944. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "I have a compulsion to wander and a compulsion to return, a homing instinct like a migrating bird," Bruce Chatwin, born Sheffield, England, 1940. His first book was In Patagonia. It was a travel book, but he was accused of fictionalizing elements of it, so he published his future travel books as novels. And it's the birthday of the novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907. The family had a summer home in Cornwall on the southwestern tip of England, and she set many of her books and stories there, Jamaica Inn, Rebecca, and Frenchman's Creek. Here's a poem for today by Jeffrey Harrison, Wherever You Are. When I kissed you in the hall of the youth hostel, we fell into the linen closet, laughing 20 years ago. And I still remember, though not very often, the taste of cheap wine in your mouth like raspberries, the freckle between your breasts. And the next day, when we went to Versailles, I hardly saw anything because I was looking at you the whole time, your face. I can't quite remember. Then I kissed you goodbye, and you got on the train, and I never saw you again. Just one day and one letter, long gone, explaining, never mind. But sometimes I wonder where you are, probably married, with children, like me, happy, with a new last name, a whole life, having nothing to do with that day. But everybody has something like it, a small thing they can't help going back to. And it's not even about choices and where your life might have gone, but just that it's there far enough away so it can be seen as just something that happened, almost to someone else, an episode from a movie we walk out of blinded back into our lives. A poem by Jeffrey Harrison, Wherever You Are, from Feeding the Fire, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And brought to you by A Prairie Home Companion, going on a cruise this summer, 11 days on Holland America's MS Rheindam around Spain, Portugal, and Morocco, August 18th through the 29th. Cabins are on sale. More information at prairiehome.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, edited by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.